Track 40. Interview 1.
So, Peter, how do you see the Bond role?
Well, Richard, I think playing Bond is really about getting the balance right.
The balance?
Yes, I mean, on one level, Bond is a fairly predictable superhero. He travels the world, meets beautiful women, drives fast cars, has a joke for every dangerous situation he finds himself in, gets captured by the bad guy, but always wins through in the end. I mean, that's fine. That's an important part of the Bond formula. It's what people come to the cinema to see.
Right.
But for us to care about the character, I think he has to give us some surprises. We have to see behind his superhero mask from time to time. We have to see the man behind the legend, and struggling to live up to the legend. We have to see some small signs of weakness. I think we have to believe that this time, Bond just might not make it.
Interview 2.
Well, Sam, you're an American. Is that going to be a problem for you, playing Bond?
No, I don't think so. And I've been working on my English accent. How's this? The name's Bond. James Bond.
Not bad.
But actually, Richard, I don't see why Bond has to be British. I mean, Bond's just whatever you want him to be. The music, the stunts, the bad guys, they're not what make the film. Humor is the important thing, because if Bond isn't funny, then it's just a silly film with lots of explosions and car chases and exotic women who get killed just after they meet Bond. Bond isn't Batman. He's not a psychologically damaged superhero. He's an old-fashioned adventurer, like Indiana Jones. And he has to keep his sense of fun.
Interview 3.
Now, John, how do you see yourself playing the part of Bond?
Well, firstly, Richard, I'd make sure Bond looks dangerous. Because that's what Bond is, first and foremost. A killer. He has a license to kill. Everything else, the women, the cars, the gadgets, are just perks of the job.
You don't think that's a bit, two-dimensional?
Come on, Richard, this is Bond we're talking about. I think people need to believe in the actor playing Bond. Believe that he's really capable of violence, even does his own stunts. Of course, people expect the special effects, the exotic locations and the glamour, but that's no good unless Bond looks like he really means business. So, I just play Bond as me, Richard. That's all I ever do anyway.
Interview 4.
Charles, you've wanted the Bond part for a long time. How would you play him?
Well, Richard, we've seen a lot of different versions of the Bond character now, haven't we? The assassin, the chauvinist, the lover, the comedian, the mixed-up loner.
I guess so.
And each time a new actor takes over, the story gets updated. Newer gadgets, more current issues.
Yes, that's right.
I actually think it might be time to stop those endless revisions and go back to the world of the original novels.
You mean set the movies in the 1960s again?
Yes. Why not? I mean, that's where Bond really belongs. And I think by putting Bond back in the 60s, you avoid the problem of trying to reinvent him in every film. Look, when you ask people who the best Bond actor was, who do they generally choose?
Well, different people have different preferences, but generally, I suppose most people would say the classic James Bond was Sean Connery.
Exactly. Now, why is that? I'd say it's because his Bond was true to the time, and that's what I'd like to recreate.